It's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely, and I would love to do that.
Well, now he doesn't have to. He's the President of the United States. Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a big show on tap for you, and we'll set the table for it in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all are downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Today's show, it's a hump day edition. I'm the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. A lot of college football in particular in the first hour. College football playoff rankings are out. We'll go through those at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports will join us. And if there's a better rankings guy or bracketology guy in the business, I don't know who he is. So we're going to have Jerry Palm on to discuss this week's edition of the college football rankings. We'll playoff rankings. We'll get through all the college football news. We'll roll the NFL news. And as time permits, the very back of the show, we'll talk a little baseball. Up next, we'll kick things off talking college football. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129.
Save up to 25% on gear in every department. And make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff. Going on now, in-store and online.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, let's kick this thing off talking college football. This is a hump day edition of The Attack. I'm the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. I'm Joe Spano. Join the discussion by dialing me up at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And the place to start with college football is obviously the second edition of the college football playoff rankings are out. Now, you know, obviously this will be a big story each and every week as up until the final rankings when we determine who's going to be in the college football playoffs. Unlike last week, where I thought this committee really screwed up at number 4 and number 5. There's no way A&M should have been the number 4 team in the country, and there was no way Washington should have been dropped to 5. Everything else I don't think I had any major, major issues with. And really, at this point, with it being undefeated and major one-loss teams, anybody outside the top 6 or 7 last week didn't matter. Now it's really outside the top 6. Maybe you can make a small case for Wisconsin at 7 mattering to some degree. And obviously this is all fluid. But as it stands right now, ultimately you take a look and you look at the top 6 teams in America, and that's what matters. And the committee got that order right this time. Alabama again at number 1. Clemson at number 2. Michigan at number 3, Washington at number 4. Those are your 4 Power Conference undefeated teams. Ohio State at number 5, Louisville behind them at number 6 based on strength of schedule. Wisconsin leads the group of Power Conference two-loss teams, and rightfully so, with their only 2 losses being Ohio State and Michigan. And having beaten Nebraska, amongst others, they've played and LSU, they've played a very, very tough schedule. They've stepped up in a major way and performed against the very best in the country. So they're the best of the 2-loss teams. And Texas A&M not dropping only to number 8, losing to a bad Mississippi State team. I get it. Auburn's number 9, and rightfully so, and A&M beat Auburn head-to-head. Ultimately, A&M may lose another game here, and that may render the head-to-head point as it relates to Auburn and A&M moot. Or if Auburn were to step up and get a huge win somewhere, that may render that moot as well, as A&M has lost their starting quarterback, Trevor Knight. That may be a factor in all of this. And Penn State at number 10. So, I mean, I can't really take any major umbrage at all with the top 10. You know, then you get to the second 10, and does the second 10, you know, does 10 through 25 really matter? Yeah, they're jockeying for position. But I don't see any way maybe other than Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, whoever would come out of that pack. And I guess West Virginia is a one-loss team being lightly regarded at 16. Maybe one of those teams coming out of that Big 12 chase, if it gets crazy up above, could have a say. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, this is really about the first 10 teams in these rankings. Ultimately, 4 of the 10 teams in this top 10 will probably be the 4 teams in the college football playoff. I think it's very unlikely anybody from 11 and down ends up in that final 4. So ultimately, while we look at that, and you can debate on teams being moved incorrectly into the top 25 and some teams being ranked too high and some teams being ranked too low, and maybe that matters in the strength of schedule and the strength of victory and some of the other metrics that the committee may lose. But ultimately, teams 11 through 25 in these rankings, they don't matter all that much as far as the college football playoffs, because ultimately, in my mind, it's going to be one of the current top 10 that's going to get in. The exceptions, again, are some of these three teams in the Big 12, from West Virginia at 16 to Oklahoma State at 13 to Oklahoma at 11. Maybe if it gets really crazy up in front of them, whoever merges out of that mix as a Big 12 champion might find a way to sneak in, but I think that highly unlikely. I think if the Big 10 gets messy in the right way, it'll be Wisconsin. I think if it gets messy in the wrong way and they're all out of the mix somehow, it's Louisville. If the mix changes in some way and Washington falls and Ohio State will jump, there's still a lot of football left to be played and a lot of intriguing matchups and a lot of things that could go wrong for the teams currently in the top four. What typically happens is you see four teams in the top four early in all of this, and then by the time it's all said and done in early December, there's one team from this original top four that's actually in there, and the other three teams have fallen by the wayside and been replaced by teams a few spots behind them in the standings. And that could potentially happen. You know, Michigan still has to play Ohio State. Obviously, in turn, Ohio State plays Michigan. And then the winner of that matchup would play, more than likely, a Wisconsin Badgers team in the Big Ten championship game. So you could have a situation where, say, Michigan knocks off Ohio State. Now you've got and then Wisconsin goes in and knocks off Michigan. Would that key, you know, where would Michigan fall to? Where would Ohio State fall to as a two-loss team? You know, probably knock Ohio State out of the mix, but Michigan debatably could still be in it. But Wisconsin could move up. You know, there's all kinds of things that could happen. Clemson still has to go the rest of the way in the ACC and ultimately take on a Virginia Tech or a North Carolina in the ACC championship game. They'd be sizable favorites and probably should win, but they could get knocked off. You know, obviously Washington has a tough part of their schedule left with a potential matchup with Colorado in a Pac-12 championship game. They've got USC this weekend. And then they have Washington State and the Apple Cup in their last game of the year. Those are all dangerous matchups. So there's a lot left to be done and a lot left to be determined. And you always have to realize these standings a few weeks from now may look nothing like they do at this moment. That said, I don't think you can really take umbrage with the first 10. If you want to make a case that Penn State is less than some of these other two-loss teams, maybe you could kick them back and kick Oklahoma into the top 10. Penn State's getting a lot of love from the Ohio State victory and then following that up with a good win at home over Iowa. But this is a team that got blown out by Michigan and really before the Ohio State game had impressed nobody. And early in the year, it was a team that was talking about that there was rumors that they were going to move on from their head coach. So beyond maybe flip-flopping Oklahoma and Penn State, there's really not much I see in the top 10 as problematic and a big issue. You move further down, I can make a case that you could probably flip-flop West Virginia and Oklahoma State. Just because West Virginia is a one-loss team, they're penalized and probably wouldn't move higher because they haven't played anybody. And when they were asked to step up, they came up short. USC in at number 20 with three losses. I don't know. I think maybe they're ranked a little high. And LSU probably dropped a little too far as a three-loss team. Maybe they're up there where USC is, and USC comes in somewhere where LSU is. You know, I'm hard-pressed to see USC ahead of Washington State at this point in these rankings. Now, that's just me. And again, these are very small issues. I guess the biggest issue overall with all of this is the inconsistency in general of the committee in the criteria that they use. We'll get to that next and more with these college football playoff rankings, the second edition. That's next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Well, we continue with the program, and I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation here on the Spano and Black Attack, again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 and or at Sports Byline USA. Main focus of the conversation thus far has been the second edition of the college football playoff rankings. And basically, my big takeaway here is 1 through 6 is correct. There's no issue to be had there. And really, all of the top 10 in my mind is basically right. And most of these rankings are right. And everything that really matters at this point is right. I talked about the things maybe I could take umbrage with. I'd flip-flop maybe the conference rivals, West Virginia and Oklahoma State, because Okie State's got two losses. West Virginia has one. Maybe USC in at number 20 is a little high, and perhaps you flip-flop them with LSU, who was dropped like a stone despite a very competitive loss to the number one team in the country in Alabama. Beyond that, and really those rankings in the bottom part of this of these college football playoff rankings, they matter little. I mean, there's stuff for us to debate here, and perhaps as strength of schedule, strength of victory, like I said in the first segment, and some of these other metrics continue to be important as the committee puts together these rankings. Maybe it matters from that standpoint, but ultimately it seems the committee irons some of this stuff out on a week-in, week-out basis. And they'll have almost all of this right. And ultimately, I guess all that matters is after the play on the field is all said and done, they have the right final four. And that's what they have to set up. And I know the biggest thing people are upset about is the inconsistency of this committee. You know, when Washington was ranked five behind A&M, it was because of A&M's strength of schedule and the quality of their victories. A week later, Ohio State is behind Washington, who moves up to number four after the A&M loss, despite Ohio State having a better, you know, a better schedule and some bigger and better victories. You know, 3-1 versus the college football playoff top 25 versus 2-0 for Washington. You know, I get all of that. And I get the inconsistency with A&M. It was one week that was more important, the strength of schedule. This week, it's the fact that the team is undefeated. Here's the realities. And again, I thought the committee got it wrong with A&M at number four over Washington last week. But here's where the correction comes in. Yes, the Ohio State schedule to this point is better than the Washington schedule. Yes, there's more wins versus top 25 foes. But the difference is not as significant. And I guess this would make sense, and this is the part of the explanation you don't get. The difference between Washington's schedule and Ohio State's schedule is not as significant as the difference between Washington and A&M's schedule at that point in the season. So the fact that Washington is undefeated and Ohio State has one loss carries a little more weight. It's basically a market correction. It's not a big deal. Ultimately, all five of these teams in the top five have their destiny in their own hands. If they keep winning, and all of them can't win all their games, but whoever does will be in the college football playoffs when it's all said and done. Whoever doesn't won't. And they have the right team sitting directly behind them with opportunities to jump in. Whether it's two-loss Wisconsin, whether it's one-loss Louisville with the probable Heisman Trophy winner in Lamar Jackson, whether it's some of the other teams behind that top four and top five in the standings, A&M, Auburn, Penn State, Oklahoma, teams of that nature. But I think once you get past, realities are once you get past 10, there's very little chance. And the realities are 9 has to beat 1. If 9 beats 1 and they get a lot of help, things will happen. Number 8, A&M, I think they'll fall by the wayside. They're dealing with some injuries, and I think there's other teams around them that have better opportunities to help themselves. So I think A&M kind of falls by the wayside. I think outside of the top five, Louisville doesn't get the opportunity likely to play in a conference championship game, and they'll have limited opportunities to help themselves. But having the probable Heisman Trophy winner, that certainly doesn't hurt. Wisconsin will have great opportunities to help themselves as the first of the two lost teams, and Auburn will have a chance to play Alabama, and should they beat Alabama, all of a sudden they're in the SEC championship game, and that'll help them. So this all gets very intriguing, and we pick on the committee for what they've done wrong and their inconsistencies, and I get it. The inconsistencies are frustrating as you watch this poll come out. each and every Tuesday. I shouldn't call it a poll. It's actually rankings. These rankings come out each and every Tuesday. But in the big picture of things, how much does it matter? They make their corrections week to week and ultimately are getting a lot more right at this moment than they're getting wrong. And at the end of the day, much of this will be determined on the football field, and the committee may not have all that much to do, as it may be pretty darn obvious who the four teams that belong in there are. And now it'll be just on the committee to seed them. And those seedings may look a little unorthodox as they use some of these metrics and measurables to determine things. And it's not always the undefeated team that's ranked first and everything else. So not to me, not all that much to worry about. And I think the committee did a good job generally in correcting some things. But at 40 after this hour, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll bring on the best in the business at college football and college basketball rankings and bracketing and bracketology. And it's Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. We'll go through this week's rankings with him. We'll talk about how it could all shake out, who plays who controls their own destiny, and all those things at 40 after this hour, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. And I guess the other thing, some of the other big news around college football is Western Michigan taking over in the second half and finding a way, despite not playing particularly well, to stay undefeated and top the Golden Flashes of Kent State 37-21. They're on track to be the highest ranked Group of Five champion. When you look at the Group of Five schools right now, there are only two of them in the rankings, and that's Western Michigan and Boise State at this point. And Western Michigan, barring an unforeseen collapse by Wyoming, is the only one of these Group of Five teams that has a chance to win its conference championship. And if you look at how the current system is put together, you don't necessarily have to be the highest ranked Group of Five team. You have to be the highest ranked Group of Five championship team, conference championship team, in order to qualify for a New Year's Six Bowl. So as it stands right now, it's more than likely going to be Western Michigan undefeated. If they stay undefeated and they win the Mid-America Conference Championship, they will represent in a Group of Five bowl, and they will in a New Year's Six Bowl, and they will get to show exactly what they have. They have a veteran quarterback. They have some veteran receivers. They have some veteran running backs. They have veterans and youth sprinkled all over the field. They've played some very good football. They're now getting a national spotlight every week, usually on Tuesday nights via ESPN, thanks to their package of Mid-America Conference games. They were on last Tuesday. They were on this Tuesday. I know with Election Day and some of the other things, I'm sure they didn't draw a ton of viewers. And last night's effort was certainly not beautiful by any stretch. They let let Kent State get out to an early lead, a fumble return for a touchdown. And really, it took them until the first half to get really within hailing distance. And it was 14-13 at halftime. It was 21-21. Until Western Michigan late put it all together, scored 16 unanswered to remain unbeaten against a Kent State team that's not only clearly inferior, but was without two of their best players. So, as we know, the long college football season can be a grind. And not every game is going to be a beauty contest. This one wasn't for Western Michigan. But with the way it sets up for them, they just need to keep winning. If they keep winning and stay undefeated, they will be the Group of Five school that gets a New Year's Six Bowl. And that'll mean a ton for this program. and for the entire Mid-America Conference, not only in terms of revenue, but also exposure for a program under PJ Fleck that could be one of these group of five programs that's in things each and every year. You play on New Year's Day or in a New Year's Six Bowl, that's exposure like a Mid-America Conference team has never seen before. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more as it relates to the rankings next with Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we got a purpose.
Well, we got a purpose here, and we're going to roll on, and we're going to roll right out to the phones and bring in the very best in the business when it comes to the business of bracketology. He's Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, longtime friend of the show, and he joins us again on the attack. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for jumping on board with us this morning.
How's it going, Joe?
It's going just great, Jerry. Always great to talk to you. Looks like, you know, despite the inconsistencies of the committee that a lot of people complain about, it looks like for all intents and purposes, the top 10 is basically correct. I really don't see any major issues in the top 10. And it's really those 10 teams at this point that would have a chance for the college football playoffs. Would you agree with that?
I think it's smaller than those 10. I don't have too many problems, I guess. I think it's interesting where the committee chooses to pick its battles with regard to head-to-head. You know, Texas A&M is ahead of Auburn despite a loss to Mississippi State. because of head-to-head. I don't really have much of a problem with that. I mean, they have the same record, and A&M won there. I have a feeling that'll take care of itself in the near future because A&M is without their quarterback now. But still, you look down the list, you know, West Virginia's got a better record than Oklahoma State, but lost to Oklahoma State, so they can't get past them. It's just, you know, but Penn State beat Ohio State, you know, and they don't have as good a record, but they're behind Ohio State. So it's inconsistencies like that. And I'm not saying Penn State should be ahead of Ohio State. Don't get me wrong. West Virginia should be ahead of Oklahoma State. But it's those inconsistencies that drive people nuts. But, you know, at the top of the rankings, it will probably sort itself out in the end. It usually does.
You know, and that's the thing. I mentioned I had no real major problems with the top 10. And I guess, if anything, the very back of the top 10, I could make a case for Oklahoma and Penn State being flip-flopped. But who really cares? As you said, it's even less than the top 10.
That would be
10.
A hard case to make, actually.
It would be? Okay, Jerry.
Yeah, because Oklahoma's schedule isn't as good, and they lost to the two good teams they played. So,
okay.
I think that'd be harder to make.
Fair enough. But you ultimately say that really, when we look at this, it's really about seven teams that really have a say in this college football playoff picture. And from what I'm gleaning, you think it really stops at Wisconsin. It's a battle between those four.
It stops at Ohio State.
Okay.
Barring some upsets along the way, which certainly could happen. And Wisconsin and Auburn could be authors of some of those upsets. You know, they've got the schedule, Wisconsin and Auburn do, to possibly play themselves in. But I just think it's, you know, looking at, you know, who they'd have to beat. You know, I wouldn't say it's unrealistic, but we're talking about upsets to make that happen. But those top five, and I'm excluding Louisville because they don't control their own destiny in the league. They don't have a good enough schedule probably to get in at 11-1 without a lot of help. But unlike Wisconsin and Auburn, they can't create their own help.
Okay, I think that makes perfect sense. Really, when you look at this, despite Louisville being six, it's really the top five that are in a battle for four spots with, I guess, outside chances with Wisconsin and Auburn because of who they play. And if all falls right and they pull the right upsets, maybe one of them could possibly get in there. But really, you're boiling it down to four out of that top five.
Yeah, no, right. So if somebody beats Washington, for example, that might open the door for Louisville. I mean, Louisville's going to need help from other places. The top five do not need help from other places, and Wisconsin and Auburn possibly may not either. Although I think it becomes interesting. Say Auburn beats Alabama at home and then goes on to win the SEC against an opponent that doesn't help them much because that league is going to provide a relatively poor conference championship game-level opponent. Auburn is sitting at 11-2 with a win over Alabama. Alabama's 11-1, didn't win their league, but played a much better schedule and had some high quality wins. And you could conceivably argue has a better resume than Auburn. And we see that in basketball all the time. You know, would the committee put Auburn necessarily in ahead of Alabama or not? Until we get that situation, it's hard to say, but that would be quite a conundrum for them.
Would they put both of them in and,
maybe,
I guess, at the expense of somebody else because
maybe,
of the weight of an SEC conference champion?
Perhaps. It depends on who else is there.
Right. Again, a lot of variables left here. Ultimately, you know, a lot of the things that we complain about at the bottom of these rankings outside of the top 10 don't matter all that much. You mentioned maybe flip-flopping West Virginia and Oklahoma State, you think that makes a little bit more sense. Maybe flip-flopping perhaps LSU and USC, I guess that makes a little more sense. But in the big picture of things, do those small issues really matter when ultimately it's all about the Final Four?
Yeah, well, it's really more about the Final Four than that, though. The other New Year's Six games, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose, Sugar, Orange Bowls are all going to, you know, get opponents based on the rankings that are a little bit further down. So those rankings are not necessarily unimportant, you know, and especially, you know, the Western Michigan-Boise State battle, which isn't really a battle at this point because Boise State does not control their own destiny in their league, and But for the group of five, those rankings are important, and those are often teams down at the bottom.
That's the voice of Jerry Palm from CBS Sports joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And you mentioned Western Michigan. You know, bit of an ugly win yesterday until they turned it on with 16 unanswered points late. The rain may have been a factor. They just didn't play their best football. Should they be the team that comes out of the group of five and represents in a New Year's Six Bowl? I want to ask you a couple of things. Number one, what would it mean to the Mid-America Conference, and what would it mean to this program from a revenue and exposure standpoint, number one? And number two, what kind of chance would they have to compete in a New Year's Six Bowl?
Well, Western Michigan's a very good team. So, you know, a team like that would have a chance to compete. You know how bowl games are. I mean, it depends on, I mean, it would be the biggest game they've ever played, right? They would be completely jacked up. You don't know how the opponent's going to approach that game, right? So, you know, if they get an opponent who's excited to be there, and, you know, then maybe it'll be hard for them. If they get an opponent that's disappointed to be there, you know, maybe Western Michigan can beat them. So I guess it depends. But a 13-0 Western Michigan ends up representing the group of five. I have no problem with that at all. My prediction has been San Diego State as a one-loss champion from the Mountain West because of a better schedule. But, you know, the committee might view it differently. And, like I said, no problem with an undefeated team getting a shot at proving themselves. And it would be enormous for the MAC in terms of the exposure for the league. It would be validation for the league because they're usually thought of as being a step below the American and the Mountain West. And obviously the money wouldn't hurt either. It would be huge. And it would be big for Western Michigan, of course, too.
Yeah, and big for their recruiting, and maybe give them a chance to hang on to their coach for a couple of minutes longer.
I doubt very seriously they're going to hang on to their coach. Might make that guy a little more expensive to his next school, though.
Yeah. How long do you think they can hang on to PJ Fleck, or is this the last year?
Another month. I know for sure Purdue's going to go after him hard, and certainly they won't be the only one.
Does he even coach the bowl game?
Good question.
There you go. Good question without an answer, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, some schools view that differently than others. If he gets a job right away after the end of the season, his new employer will have a say in that. His old employer will have a say in that. It's just kind of going to depend on the situation.
Well said, Jerry. I know you're a big, you know, you're a huge Purdue fan, so you'd love to see him coaching the Boilermakers, and he would turn things around. I think he could turn things around for them very, very quickly.
I do, too.
And, you know, a couple of more things on these rankings before we let you go. Maybe take a quick look ahead to the college football weekend. You know, we talked about Alabama, and we've talked about Clemson, and we've talked about these teams. Of the four, well, actually, let's just take the five. Of the five that are there now, you know, based on who's playing who, and how you think this is all going to shake out, how do you see this turning out? And I know it's early. We got three more weeks' worth of football plus conference championships to be played.
Right.
How do you see this all shaking out when it's all said and done based on who plays who has difficult challenges left? Who do you think ends up out of these five teams being left out, and who do you think is in this college football playoffs?
Well, my projection has been Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington, those four. Because I think Ohio State will beat Michigan at home and go on to win the Big Ten. And Michigan is the team that's most vulnerable because they have that road game with Ohio State. Alabama's got to go to Auburn. Clemson still has an ACC championship game. I don't think the rest of their schedule is all that daunting necessarily. Washington has to go to Washington State at the end of the regular season and then a Pac-12 championship game, maybe against Utah again, who gave them a pretty good game in Salt Lake last week, or 2 weeks ago now. So we'll have to wait and see. But Michigan is the one that's the most vulnerable because of who they have left on their schedule.
I think that's very fair. But you mentioned Washington, Apple Cup, you know, rivalry game. It looks like Mike Leach, despite the usual lousy start where they lose to a football Eastern championship Washington subdivision team every year. Yep. And then once they get into conference, they get rolling. He looks like he's got the best quarterbacks he's ever coached as a head coach. He actually has capable running backs and a better defense. Could they, number one, be a real threat to Washington? And also in a Pac-12 championship game, If it happens to be Colorado, how dangerous would Colorado be to Washington?
Well, Colorado would be dangerous, of course. That's a very good team, and they've shown that all year. Washington State is certainly a danger to Washington. I mean, that's a big rivalry team. They're a talented team, so you know you're going to Washington is absolutely going to get their best effort. And you know, it could be the division on the line. You know, that might actually be for the division championship. So it's there's a lot going on in that game, and Washington is going to have to be ready to go for sure. Now, you know, every week because they get USC up there this week. USC's a really good team. I don't know if they're 20th, which is where the committee views them. And that was another strange move, by the way. USC moving up from unranked past a whole bunch of teams that also won to 20, even though all they did was beat Oregon. And Oregon's no good this year. I mean, it wasn't like they beat, you know, like Washington State or somebody in the rankings and jumped up from nowhere. You know, they jumped up based on really nothing. So it was kind of weird to see that happen, but USC is a very good team, and Washington's going to have their hands full this week. Although that game's at home.
Final one before we let you run. Of these top five who really control their own destiny, who's the most likely one to be knocked off based on who they play this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah, Washington. Just this weekend.
Washington.
Okay. Because yeah, I know
Iowa.
You.
Michigan's at Iowa, and that's. You know, Iowa hasn't been as good as expected, but it's easily the best team Michigan's played on the road so far because, you know, all they've done so far is play Rutgers and Michigan State, and they got, like, three wins between them. So this is going to be the biggest road test so far for Michigan, but still I don't think that big of a test.
Yeah, you said it all, Jerry. You said of that five, Michigan's the most vulnerable because of who they have to play, specifically Ohio State. And you think the two biggest roadblocks this weekend, obviously Washington having USC and Michigan having to go on the road versus Iowa. Those are the two ones to watch out for this weekend. Jerry, as always, thanks so much. Really do appreciate it. Your work at CBS Sports is terrific. We'll be watching you all college football season long. And then once college basketball season starts, even more Jerry Palm, because we can never get enough.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Have a good one now. That was Jerry Palm, CBS Sports, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we'll tie a bow around a terrific Hour 1. Look ahead to Hour 2 here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
There's a lot more. There's an entire second hour of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. The focus of the attention this hour has been the college football playoffs rankings, so if you want to weigh in with your thoughts on anything that we discussed in that regard, whether it be that, well, there's basically, I guess in all reality, there's five teams that control their own destiny. There's a couple more in the top 10 that will be able to make a case and are in a position to make some noise in that regard. And while everybody else is playing for quality bowls and seeding and a chance to ruin some people's seasons, you can weigh in on that with your thoughts on everything out of the college football playoff rankings at 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529. You know, you can also weigh in on the inconsistency of the committee, and they have been inconsistent. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the important thing is getting those top four right. And I know there's importance, and Jerry pointed that out. We want to thank Jerry Palm from CBS Sports for hopping on board with us. He pointed out how important some of the other seedings are for significant bowls, but the realities are it's all about the college football playoffs. Talked about that. We talked about Western Michigan as the group of five, perhaps inclusion into the New Year's Six bowls and what that means. And anything else college football. We'll wrap up the college football in the top of hour two. Then we'll roll to the NFL. And as time permits, we'll even squeeze in some Major League Baseball before we get out the door. But now we're going to step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Couldn't be happier.
I think it's one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Those are delighted supporters of the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who upended conventional wisdom and delivered a stunning defeat to Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
That's Trump in his victory remarks after Clinton calls him, concedes, and congratulates him, though she did not deliver a concession speech. She's expected to speak later this morning. Republicans will also retain control of both the U.S. House and Senate. Donald Trump's election as president apparently not reassuring investors as global stock markets and the dollar are all way down. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's Identity Theft Insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This hacking is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, 1 in 4 Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844.
As we mentioned moments ago, Republicans will hold on to control of the U.S. Senate. But in some specific races, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is going back to the Senate for term number 7. In Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul wins re-election.
We must stand together against the rising tide of government excess.
And GOP Senators Marco Rubio in Florida, John McCain in Arizona, Rob Portman in Ohio, Richard Shelby in Alabama, Mike Lee in Utah, and Oklahoma's Jim Langford all win re-election. In Illinois, Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth ousting Republican incumbent Mark Kirk, and the longest-serving member of the Senate, Democrat Patrick Leahy, is back for an 8th term, holding that seat since 1975.
Let's return decency in place of the negativity we see.
Measures to legalize recreational use of marijuana for those 21 and older pass in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada, but not in Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
A big loss on Election Day, and not just for Hillary Clinton, but also for the Arizona sheriff, who's been called the toughest in the nation. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been voted out of office. Former Phoenix Police Sergeant Paul Penzone will be the new sheriff. Arpaio is known for sensational policies like feeding inmates green bologna and giving them pink underwear. He's currently facing criminal contempt of court charges for disregarding a judge's order in a racial profiling case.
A judge refusing to throw out a lawsuit by a man who says he was abused by former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert. We get the latest from correspondent David Stewart.
It's a breach of contract suit by a man who claims that Hastert reneged on an agreement to pay him $3.5 million to keep quiet about Hastert's sexual assaults when the boy was a high school wrestler in the 1970s and Hastert was his coach. It was Hastert's attempt to disguise bank withdrawals to pay about half that money that led to the conviction, for which Hastert's now serving a 15-month sentence. A hearing on the lawsuit is set for January 18. David Stewart, Chicago.
And Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Washington are the top 4 teams in this week's college football playoff rankings. Washington moving up one spot after Texas A&M lost at Mississippi State. Ohio State 5th, Louisville 6th, and Wisconsin is 7th. A&M dropped to 8th, Auburn 9th, and Penn State rounds out the top 10. Remember, we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. Check it out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777.
800-507-3777, 800-507-3777, 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. Again, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We do have a big Hour 2 on tap. We'll tie a bow around all the college football talk for midweek. We'll roll into NFL midweek news, and there's a lot of it around the National Football League. And then as time permits, at the back end of the show, we'll get into some Major League Baseball as Gold Glove awards have been announced for both leagues, so we'll dive into that a little bit. But now, as we do at the top of each hour, we let you know the myriad of ways that you can check out the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. And we'll do just that, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you go to our homepage, there's a wealth of archived interviews of all types, and they're separated by genre. So check all that and a whole lot more out at sportsbyline.com. We've got those great apps that are downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. And you can choose from iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then last but not least, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we do thank each and every one of the members of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. Next up, we'll tie a bow around all the college football talk and news, and then we'll move on to the NFL. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. That's all next. Keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
If you're in the top five of college football playoff rankings, everything is all right. Because you control your own destiny. If you're number six, Louisville, not so much. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on any of the college football discussion from hour one, again, that number, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's wrap up the college football news. Couple of quick stories probably worth our attention before we roll into a whole host of midweek NFL news. Trevor Knight, we mentioned this one in hour one during the course of our discussions. Trevor Knight out for the rest of the regular season. He's the Texas A&M quarterback with an injured shoulder. It looks like there's a chance, if his recovery goes well, that he would return for whatever bowl game that A&M were to be in. Jay Kubenek will take over as the starting quarterback for the Aggies, just as he took over for Trevor Knight in their loss to Mississippi State. It's funny. I've heard a lot of people count out A&M as a result of the loss of Trevor Knight. And I'm not quite sure I buy into that. Kubenek looked good in the loss to Mississippi State. And I get it. No film on him. You know, there's no reason to believe that he's going to give them much on a week-in, week-out basis. But when you look at what's left on the schedule, and they've got three games left before a bowl game, two of them are going to be tough. They host but they're all at home. They host Ole Miss. They got Texas San Antonio as that quasi bye game before the SEC finale against LSU. You know, a lot of people think it's fait accompli that they're going to lose two out of three of those games. I'm not so sure because, again, I'm not a very big fan of Trevor Knight. You know, I didn't think he brought much to the table. And if you watch that game against Mississippi State, he brought very little to the table. You know, here's a guy, realize his numbers through 8.5 games, in essence, 149 for 284, 1,911 passing yards, 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So it's 52.5% completion percentage, 6.7 yards an attempt, 2-for-1 touchdown interception ratio. So he's far from a great passer. Where he helped was in the running game. And that's where, you know, and in the dual threat attack aspect for Texas A&M. Kubenek, I think, is probably the better passer. And again, he's a junior. who's played very little football for Texas A&M. But what I've seen, he actually throws the ball pretty well. And the adjustments that they'd have to make, that Noel Mazzoni'd have to make on the offensive side of the ball, are really involving the elimination of a lot of the dual threat stuff, and it's going to be more of a pro-set type offense. Quarterback throws, the terrific running backs run the football, and you know, and I think that's how this may all go down, just from the standpoint of, you know, what they'll have to offer. And, you know, Trevion Williams, have him run the ball for more traditional looks. And if you want to get some things going in the non-traditional looks, there's still the jet sweeps to Christian Kirk and things of that nature. So I don't think all is lost for them. And they'll lean a little more on their defense. So I don't know that they necessarily lose two out of three. I think they might steal one of those two SEC tilts. And they'll obviously more than likely steal the quasi-bye game, the sacrificial lamb game that comes between the second to last and last game of the SEC season. So while I don't think they're going to be in any way a contender for a national title and a college football playoff run, didn't think having Trevor Knight would make him a contender for that either. So I don't think losing Trevor Knight changes much. It may change the style of what they do. I don't know if the results will change all that much. I think they win two out of their last three. They end up a three-loss team, go to a quality bowl, and represent themselves well. And again, you know, Kevin Sumlin's got a good solid program in A&M. With the improvement John Chavis has made to that defense, maybe if they get the right quarterback in there, they can get over the hump. But that's the thing they suffer from. They deal with prosperity terrible there in College Station, and it's a program that's never quite gotten over the hump. They've had some big wins. They've made some noise. But Kevin Sumlin needs to get over the hump in College Station for them to truly have sustained success and be a real major player in the SEC West. And I guess the final story before we wrap up this segment, move on to some NFL news, is the Big Four of Clemson's offense are going to turn pro and make this their last season in college football. Deshaun Watson, Wayne Gallman, Mike Williams, Artavius Scott, all gone. Will that hurt the Clemson offense? Sure it will. But Dabo Swinney, one of the very best recruiters in the country, and he now has a program at Clemson. This will be the first of those challenges. You know, you're losing your superstars on offense. Deshaun Watson, the franchise college quarterback. Wayne Gallman, the stud running back. Mike Williams and Artavius Scott are your two best receivers. So are you truly a program akin to an Alabama or an Ohio State that just reloads every year as you graduate more than half your starters to the NFL? Or are you just another college football program that when you have devastating graduations like that, you fall back to the pack? That's the big question for Dabo Swinney in Clemson, South Carolina. How do you handle? What do you have in place? What's there to replace your two best receivers, your number one running back, and your stud quarterback? That's what will be interesting, and that will let us know what this program is. They overcame a lot of losses to the NFL on that defense last year, you know, from last year to this season, and that defense hasn't missed a beat. So maybe we already know the answer. But I think this will be the biggest challenge since Clemson has stepped back into national prominence under Dabo Swinney. How do they handle and what do they have in place? What has Dabo put in place to replace these four guys? And what kind of team are they? You know, are you truly on the level as a program on a year-in, year-out basis, no matter who stays and who goes, of Alabama and of Ohio State? Or are you like most everybody else, but better than many? Some years we can step up, and if we get the right guys, we're there, and then we fall back in other years. That's the challenge. So we won't know that until well into the 2017 college football season. But for these guys, no reason to stay. Deshaun Watson, again, he felt he had something else to complete. He comes back. He will be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. So there's nothing to gain by staying. Wayne Gallman, he's shown you that he's a great running back. Running backs get no love in the NFL draft. Getting more tread taken off his tires is not going to do him any favors. So he leaves. Mike Williams, Artavius Scott, they've shown that they're stud receivers. There's nothing to be gained by staying. Plus, now everybody's going to say, well, you know, what about the education? They're all on pace to graduate. They're all going to graduate. So they got their degrees. They put themselves in the best possible position for life after college as far as high-paying jobs, NFL jobs, and they got their degree. There's nothing you can say. You want to talk about guys who have used the college experience to its biggest benefit? You set yourself up for a great job and a high-paying job in a National Football League, and oh yeah, you got your degree along the way, so you have an opportunity to make some money in life after football. Well done, guys. The program will have to find a way to survive without you, but I have a feeling you guys will all thrive in some way in the National Football League and in life in general. Speaking of the National Football League, midweek news from the NFL next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky. You want to play some more? What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sounds like the inner workings of the control room over at Sports Byline. As we continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on the aforementioned Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. That number again to get involved, 800-878-7529. It has been wall-to-wall college football thus far on your hump day edition. We'll roll out of the college football game now, roll right into the NFL, and the place we'll start is in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Jerry Jones does a weekly spot on a Dallas radio station, and as a result, weekly, we have some Dallas Cowboy news to discuss. Long and short of it is Jerry Jones non-committal and has in essence said he's not committing to Dak Prescott for the rest of the season this year. He's basically said, and I'll paraphrase, we'll take it as it comes. You know, the decision, he's also made it clear, the decision is a little bit down the road, as Romo's still not clear to practice. So it's a decision that time will come when it needs to come. And, you know, earlier on in the year, I was of the mindset when Romo is 100% healthy and ready to go that I'd move him back into the lineup, sit Prescott, because he'll give you the best chance to win. Well, I've reversed that field of thought. And I'll tell you why. Early in the year, I'm not going to say the Cowboys were winning despite Dak Prescott, because that's not an accurate statement by any stretch of the imagination. The truth of the matter was that what they weren't doing is asking Dak Prescott to do a lot. He wasn't being asked to do a ton. And I felt that the offense would be even more dynamic and more explosive once Tony Romo returned to the lineup, assuming that he was 100% healthy. Well, as I've watched this season unfold in front of the Cowboys, and I'm watching Prescott throw it at a 66.5% clip, and I'm watching him throw 12 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions, I'm watching him be sacked only 11 times in 8 games behind that terrific Dallas offensive line, and I'm watching him put up an all-around rating of 104.2, and I'm watching Dallas win 7 straight games, I'm kind of hard-pressed to remove Dak Prescott from the lineup when Tony Romo is healthy. Now, not much has changed as far as the evaluation. You know, he's still, because of how balanced the Cowboys attack is, he's still not asked to do a ton. You know, you're not asking him to do what the Atlanta Falcons ask Matt Ryan to do, and you see how successful he's been with a balanced attack. You know, you're not asking him to do what Tom Brady does in New England, where they're not able to generate a balanced attack. You know, and you see a lot of these other quarterbacks with more yards per game. A lot of them are not able to benefit from balanced attacks, and some of these quarterbacks are not having great success on the season as far as their teams and their record. But Dak, you know, he's been solid. 252 yards a game, which puts him behind Aaron Rodgers and Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford. And there's a guy we're talking about as a potential MVP candidate. He used to average a lot closer to 300 yards a game. He's down to 263. Prescott is down to 252. So the realities are he still has not become a turnover machine by any stretch, not turning over the football. He's now making plays, and it's not an offense that has won because it's limited what he needs to do to make sure he doesn't make mistakes. It's really now an offense that has started to thrive and flourish under his direction. They've got a solid, if not dynamic, passing attack and an improving and burgeoning passing attack. They have an incredible running attack. They stay on the field for a long time, and it's really helped their defense. It's a Cowboys team very reminiscent of 2014 and that success. And while initially I thought Romo would bring more to the table, watching Prescott grow doesn't give me, I no longer have that same belief. And once Romo's healthy, he stays seated for a number of reasons. Number one, you don't want to upset chemistry that's already there if that chemistry changes at some point. And that's where Jerry's reserving judgment. When Romo gets healthy, if something happens in the Cowboys offense and Dak start to hit the skids, he'll go to Romo 1-2-3, and it'll be the shot in the arm that this franchise needs potentially in that situation. I don't see that happening. And if Dak is still humming and the Cowboys are still humming, you may need to ride this out here, because the realities are you found your quarterback of the future. And to make the switch and ruin the chemistry when it's all working and working for this long, and it's not been limited by what the quarterback can do, there's no reason to make the change, especially in light of the fact that even healthy Tony Romo is incredibly brittle. So you'll put him out there, he'll get hit, and then you'll be going back to Dak Prescott again before you know it. So the realities are you may be in a situation where if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. It's working just fine, and you may ride out Dak Prescott as long as you can. And that may mean this entire regular season and playoff run, and then in the offseason, you'll figure out the future. Because if he has the big year and you make a solid run through the NFC playoffs, it's clear you've found your duo. You'll have the young quarterback along with the young running back and his veteran backup, that great offensive line, an array of young and older receivers. And basically your focus in the offseason, both in free agency and in the draft, is to upgrade a defense that, while it's performed well this year, is in desperate need of an infusion and an influx of better talent to keep you in a position to truly contend in the NFC for a while. Because you'll be in a situation where for a few years, both your running back and your quarterback are bargains based on what they produce before you have to start getting into a contract situation with them. So that'll put you in a position where you should have all kinds of money available to upgrade that defense. And that would put the Cowboys, we've talked about it before, when your quarterback comes to you at a discount, you are in a prime position to fortify your roster everywhere else, and it gives you a leg up on your competition. That's initially why the Seahawks were so good and so deep when Russell Wilson emerged. He wasn't getting paid. Why the 49ers were so good, so talented, and so deep when Colin Kaepernick emerged. He wasn't getting paid. It's a huge advantage, and it's an advantage that the Cowboys will exploit. And come the offseason, if Dak is their man, they'll find a way to move on from Tony Romo in the offseason. Hopefully they're smart, and they go out and get one of those quality veteran backups that if Dak were to get hurt, their season is not over. Mark Sanchez is not that guy. Again, guys I mentioned in that ilk are Brian Hoyer, Ryan Fitzpatrick when he's a backup, A.J. McCarron, Josh McCown, guys of that ilk. And there are a few others sprinkled around the league that are of that caliber. But that would be something I'd absolutely be looking for in the offseason, because the realities are, I don't know that Romo may ever be durable enough to be on the field again, and that's something that remains to be seen. But if you're going to hand the job to Prescott long term, you're probably going to have to move on from Romo, as he probably believes he has a lot, he has some football left, and he's not going to be content holding a clipboard and wearing a baseball cap backing up Dak Prescott. But the opportunity is there, if Prescott continues to shine, to fortify a defense, have a discount with two stud playmakers at two key positions on your offense for the next couple of years. So go fortify that defense, and you could probably catch lightning in a bottle and make magic, and the Cowboys can once again win a Super Bowl. So that said, stay the course with Dak, man. It's the way Jerry Jones should go. Next up, if you want to send a message politically and you're protesting, don't you have an obligation to vote? We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Kerry Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Kerry Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Happy hump day. I'm Joe Spano. We have a new president. If you want to join the conversation, chime in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, topic on the plate thus far has been football, football, football. We had a number of college football items that we discussed, most notably college football playoff rankings and generally how the committee, while inconsistent, has it right. They have the right teams in the right places at this point. And really, in many ways, there are, I guess, you know, we talked about it. There's teams 1 through 4, actually teams 1 through 5, Wisconsin and Auburn, who really have a chance to get into the playoffs. Louisville, I don't know how they make it happen. They're going to have a terrific year, and it's going to culminate in a terrific bowl game. They're going to have the Heisman Trophy winner, and everybody will look forward to a huge year from the Louisville Cardinals next year and perhaps a playoff run next year. While they're 6 and ahead of a couple of two-loss teams, those two-loss teams find themselves in a position to build their resume while Louisville can't. We talked about that a lot in the first hour, so you can weigh in on that, weigh in on the inconsistency of the committee, some of the rankings that you take umbrage with, or any of the other news we discussed within the world of college football at 800-878-PLAY, again, 800-878-7529, or some of the NFL items we tackled, most notably Dak Prescott. Earlier in the year, I said as soon as Romo's healthy, he's in. Watching Prescott develop, I stay the course with Dak, and basically I'm ready to say the future for Tony Romo's not as the starting quarterback, or for that matter, in a Dallas Cowboys uniform. And the realities are, with a bargain at quarterback, the Cowboys are in a position over the next 3 years to fortify a defense and contend for a Super Bowl title each year. Take advantage of it while you can. You've got the quarterback. You've got the horse at running back. You've got the best offensive line in football. And you've got a defense that, because of limited exposure, has overperformed. Now bring the level of talent up on that defense to match what you got on offense, and you're really talking in big D. That said, at the end of the last segment, as we're getting ready to roll into this segment, I weighed in with a question. If you protest, and again, we usually don't get overly political on this show, we'll make an exception today because it's sports-related political. And I won't even get overly political. What I'll say is this. If you are somebody who is protesting to enact social change and right the injustices and wrongs that you perceive in this country, do you not owe it to yourself and those that you have enlisted to enact change on their behalf to vote? I say, of course you do. It's your obligation. If you truly want to make a difference, take on one of the easiest responsibilities to uphold, one of the least controversial and the least expensive, and go vote and have your vote count. Don't sit on the sidelines. And that's exactly what Colin Kaepernick did yesterday. And he had expressed the fact that he is not a fan of either candidate, neither Trump nor Clinton. Now Donald Trump is the new president of the United States, or president-elect of the United States. That said, I get it. He did not like either of the major party candidates. Was there not a third party candidate or one of these lesser candidates that he could get behind? I couldn't necessarily find one that I liked. But that said, as somebody who wants to make a difference on a social level and enact social change and right the social injustices. If you're Colin Kaepernick, you owe it to yourself and those that you have decided to enlist to help to go out and vote, because your vote does make a difference. And if you don't like either of the two candidates from the major parties, you owe it to yourself to same. You owe it to yourself to send that very same message as it relates to not liking either of those candidates by voting for a third party candidate. And, you know, by not doing that, you've made a terrible, terrible mistake. I'm not, we don't usually get overly political here on the attack, especially not me. But when I saw this story and I saw these choices that were being made, I felt that I had to speak up. Kaepernick owed it not only to himself, but to those that whose cause he chose to take up to vote. By not voting, you've shown apathy. If you don't like either of the candidates from the major party, I get it. Apathy's not the answer. You vote for a third party candidate and you find one that satisfies you. There must have been one out there. And don't make the excuse, well, if I vote for a third party candidate, my vote makes no difference because my third party candidate won't win. It does. You're sending a message that that this two-party system is not something that you're pleased with, and that neither of these candidates were an adequate answer. So what you did is you voted for somebody other than them two. That's the kind of message you send. That's the right message to send. Apathy is not the right message to send. And for somebody who has wanted to make a difference on a social level, I think Colin Kaepernick has really, really let those that he chose to help down. And I find myself quite disappointed, actually. You know, you want to make a difference, you've got to do it in the right way. As we talked about when a lot of this initially went down and he started his protests, there were some inflammatory words and phrases that came out of his mouth and some inflammatory statements that were not accurate. So number one, need to get smart, get educated, watch what you say, phrase things in the right way and say things that are accurate and correct. Because your words ring hollow if they are inflammatory, derogatory, and inaccurate. You've got to be better. You got to rise up. That's how you make a difference. And number two, you got to do things like vote. So for Colin Kaepernick, he made a crucial mistake in his quest. He did not make a difference. If you want to make a difference, you go in and you vote. And then you talk about, through whatever methods and channels you want, who you voted for and why you want to send a message that neither of these two candidates and now the President of the United States are not the right people to be running this country, and that you voted for a third-party candidate. Send your message. So to Colin Kaepernick, I'm incredibly disappointed. I expected better. And I didn't get it. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick. And did he let a bunch of people down by not voting? I say yes. But let's move on to San Diego, where the city of San Diego has shot down the ballot initiative for a new stadium for the Chargers. And it looks like it's going to fail by a massive margin. It looks like 60-40 or worse. It was about 59-41 with roughly half of the votes counted as of late Tuesday night. So the Chargers, it doesn't appear, will be getting. They needed a two-thirds majority to pass. Instead, it's probably going to fail by almost two-thirds. You know, the Spanos family have released a statement thanking those that voted in favor of Measure C, which would have provided them with a new stadium. They said, in terms of what's coming next, that'll wait until after the season. But I think we all know one thing. If a new stadium is not coming in San Diego, they're going to move up I-5 to Los Angeles and be tenants of Stan Kroenke's new palace in the greater Los Angeles area. And rightfully so for them. This is an opportunity to make additional revenues beyond what they would make in San Diego. And let me be fair about it. I am not a proponent of these stadium initiatives and of publicly funded stadiums. And I applaud the city of San Diego and its citizens for not wanting to pay for a new stadium for the San Diego Chargers. But in turn, at the same time, the San Diego Chargers have a right to move and become the Los Angeles Chargers and pursue, you know, a more desirable economic situation for them. I think that's fair as well. You know, am I a proponent necessarily of their greed and their desire to move up the road? Not necessarily, but certainly, you know, the San Diego as a city, its citizens, they have a right to not want to fund this stadium, whether it be those that are passionate about sports or not. And in turn, in this free enterprise system, which is what one of the things that makes this country so great, the Chargers have a right to move up the road and seek fame or fortune somewhere else. It's sad in some ways for those staunch San Diego fans of the Chargers, but that's life. That's the way it goes. That's the way big business works sometimes. Again, I applaud the citizens of San Diego for not wanting to succumb to the greed of the Spanos family and fund the stadium for them. It in turn leaves the Chargers with the right to move up the road, and they'll probably exercise it. And then the Raiders will ultimately, despite all the machinations back and forth, end up in Las Vegas because they're not staying in Oakland in an old, antiquated, dumpy Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. We'll wrap it up for Wednesday next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.